The largest turtle on Earth is a leatherback sea turtle with a shell that's up to 8 feet wide and a weight of more than 2,000 pounds. Sound big? Well, it is until someone mentions Archelon, an ancient genus of monster turtles that once lived in a shallow sea covering what's now South Dakota. Extinct for 80 million years, Archelon turtles made the leatherback look like, well, a shrimp. Their fossilized remains tell us that they weighed in at nearly 5,000 pounds with a 16-foot shell that could have covered an average automobile, except that there weren't many cars in the Cretaceous period, thank goodness. A mere 58 million years ago in today's Colombia, South America, an anaconda-like snake called Titanoboa ruled the swamplands. At 48 feet long and weighing 2,500 pounds, it certainly earned its titanic name, slithering belly down through the swamp and consuming full-sized crocodiles and giant turtles. Today's largest snake, the 29-foot-long green anaconda of the Amazon basin, suddenly sounds a little less impressive. When the Earth was young, it wasn't just reptiles like sea turtles, snakes, and dinosaurs that were bigger than our imaginations. After the sudden extinction of the dinosaurs, the mammals had their turn. Extreme mammals began to evolve, like Megatherium, a 7-ton sloth with foot-long toenails. By comparison, today's sloths weigh approximately 15 pounds, about the equivalent of one of those giant claws. Then there was Paraceratherium, the largest land animal ever. This rhinoceros-like beast stood 18 feet tall at the shoulder and weighed upwards of 20 tons, roaming Eurasia between 20 and 35 million years ago. For comparison, today's super heavyweight is the African bush elephant, the largest of which tipped the scales at a svelte 7 tons. In the insect world, Paleozoic cockroaches were as big as house cats, and a dragonfly-like Meganeura sported the wingspan of a modern-day hawk. This phenomenon, known to science as gigantism, does have its advantages. Supersized animals are usually better predators and harder prey. It's all about the difference in size, which is why modern lions prey on younger and smaller antelope versus harder-to-catch adults. A further advantage of size is in what could be called the cost of doing business. Big animals consume less energy proportionately than small ones. An elephant's metabolic rate is slow compared to the mice darting around its feet. With longer digestive tracts, large animals also get a bigger nutritional bang per bite. And bulk usually confers better insulation from extreme temperatures, like that of the woolly mammoth and the saber-toothed tigers, both titans spawned by the last ice age. There's one more climate connection. From 300 to 360 million years ago, the climate was warmer. The air contained 50% more oxygen. Earth was lush and jungle-like. In this Carboniferous period, creatures like that giant dragonfly grew extraordinarily fast. We can thank today's cooler climate for the fact that the biggest cockroach found in Peru has only an 8-inch wingspan. That's still pretty creepy. Despite the extinction of all these prehistoric giants, the largest creature that has ever inhabited the Earth is with us today, the magnificent blue whale. An astounding 100 feet long and 200 tons in weight, this colossal species and its cousins were nearly made extinct by whaling, but their numbers have recovered. And with a little more tender, loving care for our blue planet, hopefully they will reign supreme for eons to come. If you'd like to learn more, you can see a model Megatherium and find out how the reign of the giant insects gave rise to the evolution of birds at aqua.org/ablueview. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, whose mission is to inspire conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.